Hello, I'm Sochi Demora with the City of McAllen. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of April 22nd, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla gave the invocation. District 1 Commissioner Tony Aguirre read a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, a time to be reminded child abuse prevention occurs every day through the diligent work, tireless advocacy, and simple acts of kindness undertaken by Texas families, friends, neighbors, houses of faith, advocacy groups, nonprofit organizations, schools, healthcare providers, social workers, and government agencies to support children and families across the Lone Star State. District 6 Commissioner Pepe Cabeza de Vaca was joined by Julia Lash and the Community Development and Grants Administration Department, as well as members of the CDBG Advisory Board, to proclaim the month as Community Development and Fair Housing Month. The City of McAllen has received more than $65.3 million from the CDBG program, which funds various programs and projects in the areas of affordable housing, economic development, public facilities, and public works improvements, homelessness, and planning that has contributed to the improvement of the physical, economic, and social conditions in the city, and an additional $15.6 million in home and $1.2 million in ESG funds. And aid legislation was first adopted in April 1968 by President Lyndon B. Johnson, which now prohibits discrimination in housing practices based on race, color, religion, age, national origin, sex, disability, or familial status. Congratulations, Julia, and your entire team for the great work you do throughout the community. Mayor Pro Tem Quintanilla was joined by McAllen Fire Chief Juan Gloria and members of the McAllen Fire Department dispatch team to proclaim National Telecommunicators Week. When an emergency occurs, the prompt response of firefighters, police officers, and paramedics is critical to the protection of life and preservation of property, and the safety of first responders is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of information obtained from citizens who call 911. Public safety telecommunicators are the first and most critical contact citizens have with emergency services. And public safety telecommunicators are the single vital link for first responders, and by monitoring their activities by radio, they provide information and ensure their safety. Thank you, public safety telecommunicators, for the great job you do. Under the consent agenda, commissioners authorized an award of contract to Spectrum for discount internet service for the McAllen Public Library. The three-year term is for $32,400, with an E-rate eligible discount of $29,160 at 90% discounts. The library is responsible for $3,240 for the 3 years. Commissioners authorized an award of contract to DNG Energy Corporation in the amount of $117,891 for traffic signal loop detector replacement services. Commissioners also accepted the Planning Department's monthly subdivision report, which highlights new and recorded subdivisions in McAllen, the Engineering Department's monthly project status report, which gives a status of ongoing projects, and the Parks and Recreation Department's monthly status report on improvements in ongoing parks projects. Commissioners approved tax refunds over $500 to various McAllen taxpayers. Commissioners approved the following co-op purchases: a purchase contract in the amount of $64,854.69 to Millennium Boards, Inc. of St. Petersburg, Florida, utilizing GSA contract pricing for the purchase of 3 full matrix message boards, and a purchase contract in the amount of $75,456.42 to Insane Impact of Clive, Iowa, also utilizing GSA contract pricing for the purchase of 1 mobile LED trailer. An interlocal agreement between the City of McAllen and Harris County Department of Education Purchasing Cooperative to provide cost and administrative savings for future purchases at no cost to the City of McAllen. A purchase contract in the amount of $457,593.92 to Freightliner of South Texas LLC AFAR, utilizing buy-board cooperative pricing for the purchase of 2 semi-trucks and 1 dump truck. Under bids and contracts, commissioners approved an award of civil engineering services contract work authorizations 1 and 2 to Hanson Professional Services, Inc. for FY 2023-2024 El Rancho Road widening from 2nd Street to Jackson Road. The contract is in the amount of $201,000 to turn 1 mile of El Rancho Road from a 2-lane to a 4-lane roadway. commissioners authorized the reimbursement of $214,622.05 to the engineer Meldon & Hunt, Inc. for public improvements they are doing for the construction of a development in the Northwest Creek subdivision along 33rd Street between miles 6.5 and Brazos Avenue. Commissioners approved the developer's contract of $92,765.29 for participation of the total construction cost of the roadway expansion of Brazos Avenue. Commissioners authorized the reimbursement of $80,786.58 to the engineer Javier Hinojosa Engineering for public improvements they are doing for the construction of a development in the Silver Oak subdivision along Hobbs Avenue between Bicentennial Boulevard and 18th Street. Commissioners approved the cargo building lease with Prime Flight Aviation at the McAllen International Airport for an annual rent of $15,960.24. Commissioners approved an airline operating agreement and terminal building lease with Concesionaria Vuela Compañía de Aviación, DBA Volaris, at McAllen International Airport. The annual rent is for $48.11 per square foot in FY 2024 and an increase to $54.85 per square foot in FY 2025. Commissioners approved a lease agreement for Rodriguez Taqueria Restaurant at the Downtown Parking Garage Food Court, the sole bidder to a request for proposal by the McAllen Transit Department. Under ordinances, commissioners approved a budget amendment for a decrease of $395,000 in Parkland Zone 3 and an increase of $395,000 in Parkland Zone 1 for the Los Encinos Turf Field project. Commissioners approved a budget amendment in the amount of $44,969 for an emergency replacement AC unit at Las Palmas Community Center. Commissioners authorized an ordinance for a car rental customer facility charge of $3.50 per transaction day of the subject car rental by each of the 7 rental car companies operating at the McAllen International Airport. Under resolutions, commissioners authorized the reappointment of Mike Rhodes, Position 1, and Jaime Gonzalez, Position 3, for 1- and 2-year terms, respectively, for the Tres Lagos Public Improvement District Board of Directors. Commissioners authorized the reappointment of Mike Rhodes, Position 1, and Jaime Gonzalez, Position 3, for 2-year terms, respectively, for the Tres Lagos Tax Improvement Reinvestment Zone, or TERS. Commissioners authorized the reimbursement of construction expenses of $1,982,976.13 to the Tres Lagos TERS. Commissioners authorized the reimbursement of construction expenses of $1,877,413.99 to the Tres Lagos TERS. Under the manager's report, Assistant City Manager and Emergency Operations Coordinator Mr. Jeff Johnston gave an update on the number of migrant asylum seekers being brought by Border Patrol to the Catholic Charities Respite Center. Johnston updated